Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan on News Talk.
Island has taken over our screens in recent weeks with fans glued to the romance in the villa. But Sean Fitzgerald, or Fitzy as he's now better known, has been one of this year's firm Love Island favourites. Fitzy, you're very welcome to the programme. Good afternoon.
Cheers, thanks so much for having me.
How does it feel to be back in the real world, Sean?
Yeah, it's very good to be back to normality, back with the Irish and just chilling, you know.
Yeah.
Because obviously in there wasn't too much Irish accents floating around, and when they were there, they weren't there for long. So plenty of familiar voices again.
You made it back to Galway. It was just over the weekend.
Yeah, I know. I literally just went down there for one night. Just hadn't seen the family, went up and just caught up with them and everything, and had a few of the boys over, just little debriefs, catch-ups, and obviously hit the town.
Yeah. How would you describe the last couple of weeks, Sean?
Yeah, intense, I'd say, is the word I'd use. But there's so much going on the whole time. And it's just weird being out now compared to what it's like in there. And there you don't even know the time or anything like that. And then here you're back to, you kind of everything. Even just listening to music is something so little, but it's so nice to be able to hear music again.
Well, to be very honest with you, I only followed Love Island for the first time this year because of yourself and the whole, fuss around you at the time when you went in, and Charlene Murphy, who we've spoken to many times in the programme here as well. So I followed it over the last couple of weeks. And two of the things that struck me, I don't know how you get through the day not knowing what time of the day it is. And are you ever bored in there?
I suppose the time of the day thing doesn't really bother me too much because it's not like I had anywhere to be, do you know what I mean? you just kind of wake up, have your breakfast or whatever, and then when they tell you there's food. It was like a glorified prison, but I wouldn't say that because there was lovely girls in there as well. And stuff.
Yeah.
You had a bit more freedom, but boredom as well. I suppose me and lads had a few games. We tried to play to keep yourself company. We used a huge cushion and played American football in the pool. We created a game called Lemoncello where we set up chairs and basically got plastic plates and a plastic lemon and play basically like tennis over the chairs. There's lots of things we try to do to keep ourselves sane.
Yeah. I don't think I ever saw anybody in the pool. It always struck me every time.
We were in the pool the whole time. Me, Lorenzo, and Tommy would be doing lengths every day. I think we were up to 56 or something, adding two more extra ones on every day.
Yeah, it's funny, and maybe the bits that we see and the kind of the edited version of, I suppose, what's televised. Has that frustrated you at all? You know, now that you've come out, and I don't know, have you watched much of it back?
I've watched bits. I watched the first three episodes, I think. But obviously, when I went to Castlemore and Charlene was there, and she was like, "Oh, Fitzy, you know, you're not the way you usually are," because she'd known me well. And I was like, "What do you mean?" She goes, "You know, you're a bubbly energy self." And I was like, "What?" Because I thought I was exactly like that. But I'm sure they only show kind of drama and the love aspect, not me being fried and weird. Kind of see where they're coming from.
Were you ever concerned about public perception? Because I remember that. I distinctly remember your first conversation on the couch that day with Charlene and Cavan, and you asking her, was there anything you guys needed to know, you know, from the outside looking in? Was that on your mind? God, you know, at the end of the day, I'm going back to be a primary school teacher, or that's my profession. And if or when I go back, that, you know, I'm concerned about maybe how I could be portrayed in all of this.
I think a little bit, I think, about that. But again, I knew I wasn't doing anything bad, so I knew that'd be grand. I think it was more in the kind of context, you know, is anyone chatting shit about us or something like that? Or is anyone doing something behind our backs you don't know about? Is there any juicy gossip that we can't see?
Yeah.
That wasn't the case. Well, actually, no, I still have to watch it back. So maybe there is, and then I might have a beef with some, but hopefully not.
Hopefully not. You did kind of end up, I suppose, embroiled in a little bit of drama between, obviously, Lola and Julia and the two women. Yeah. How was that for you through all of that?
Wasn't my favourite time in the villa, I'll say that. But no, I just don't like drama, so... it wasn't even over anything that deep, to be honest. They just had different opinions about morals. Like Lola's morals would be not to get to know someone who's basically in a relationship, and hers was she would get to know someone who was, and they just disagreed on it, but they squashed it, they hugged it out a good few times, but Julia for some reason kept bringing it up with Lola again and again and again and again, so that's why she got frustrated. And again, you only see an hour every night, so there's a lot of bits that weren't seen. Like for example, when I came out and I heard, when I was told that apparently Lola's come across a bullet, I couldn't even believe it. I had no idea where that would come from.
Really,
and I think if you ask anyone in the villa now, like, do they think that not one person would think that that's the case? So I have no idea why that was like that.
She has kind of received, you know, quite a bit of heat, hasn't she? You know, online, Lola has.
Yeah, she has. But I think now that she's kind of been out and she's done her kind of interviews, just explaining like what happened outside of just whatever hour they show, I think that's benefited a lot and people are understanding what was really going on. And it's not that she wants people to go against anyone or anything. That's not the case at all. It's more like, you know, just if people could see the whole like thing that happened, then if they still hated her, that's fine. But she just thinks if everything was shown, then she would have been okay with it.
What was going through your mind when you heard Lola say this, Sean?
We think you should just pick us because we found what we want and we're happy to go.
We're really happy to pick ourselves. We've got what we came here for.
Yeah. That makes it easier for everyone as well.
Yeah.
So the couple we have both decided to dump is...
Lola and Fitz.
Did you really want to go?
No, I actually did, to be honest. Club Champo coming up as well, need a bit of pre-season. I'm not even joking, I had said that to her as well. I was like, do you know what, we've got everything we wanted as well. And I said, club's coming up, I need to do a bit of training. But I know like the challenges and stuff was just getting a bit much for us and everything like that. And it just like, you know, on the outside, you wouldn't go around just kissing someone for a game and stuff, like if you're with them, like it's just weird. Like,
yeah.
So why would we be doing it in there? Do you know what I mean? So we were kind of just happy to go and just start our futures. We kind of got what we wanted and we were happy to head off.
Yeah, and even the kind of the, you know, I'm, as I said, a very new Love Island convert, but for all of the Love Island analysts who've been following it closely over the years and the people who said at the beginning that, you know, you maybe coupled up too soon or you dropped the L word too early, or what do you say to them now that you're actually, you've left the villa with Lola?
I just think like you actually just don't know what's going on until you're in there, literally. Like, everything's so heightened. Like, you know, on the outside, I said I love her maybe after 2 weeks. And if you spend 14 days with someone on the outside, like broken up on 14 days, you probably would be close to saying you love someone. Like, you know what I mean? So it's just obviously everything's heightened. It's just more intense and stuff. So feelings grow quicker and all that kind of stuff. So listen, I actually just say you can't comment until you actually go in there. Like, if I was watching us and watching me do that, like on the outside, I didn't know what it was like. I'd be like, what is this fella at? There's no way. So I can see why people would think that. You know what I mean? Like, so when I heard people saying we're scammers and stuff, I was like, you know what? I kind of get where they're coming from, but no, you have to be in there to actually feel what it's like.
So what's the plan? You're back home?
Yeah, I'm back home for a day. I came home yesterday. Back from London and just met the family because I hadn't seen them at all.
Yeah, well, we met your lovely sister actually when we were in Galway. She joined us on the programme and she was, you know, give us an update and her assessment and how you were doing. And she's been a great PR advocate, I can tell you
She has been excellent and I did not expect that. But she had every opportunity to rinse me and go to town on me.
No, no, she did a great job of defending you.
But she was like, you owe me big time. And she was like, I take cash if that's okay. No problem.
It's great to hear it. So yourself and Lola, I believe you're moving back to Dublin. Is that right?
Yeah, so the plan is now, obviously, we're off to the final or whatever. And then after final, she'll come back to Ireland then. And we're going to just go around Dublin, around Galway, a few dates I want to do. And then we want to go travelling. And then we will move into somewhere in Dublin, I'd say.
And start.
We're not sure exactly where yet, but just start a new life
off the camera. Finally, Sean, who's going to win? Who would you like to see win the show?
Well, who I'd like to win is Yaz and Tommy, or Pri and Aidan, because I just think Yaz and Tommy, especially, they're like me and Lola. They've just found each other straight away, and they're just on a good trajectory. But as you know, if you do find love, you never do well because it's just boring. Like, you know what I mean? Like, when people fall in love,
it's not good telly.
Boring now. We need, exactly. You need drama. You need that stuff. So I think Yuli and Lorenzo will probably win it just because they're both, you know, funny. They have great one-liners and stuff and they're very entertaining. So I would say them.
Well, it's a real pleasure, Sean, to chat to you today in the programme and fair play to you. You were great on the show and yourself and Charlene. And I know the amount of people I know who watched it for the first time, myself included, glued to the two of you. But it's been great entertainment over the last couple of weeks. And thanks a million and best of luck in the future. That's Sean Fitzgerald, or Fitzy, as he's better known since his Love Island era.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan. Weekdays at midday on News Talk. Conversation that counts.